Welcome to the Father's Day. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Thank you all so much for being with me. Don't forget, you can support our work by going to thefatherstay.tv/donate or locals.com in the description there. I have with me today Jeremiah Watkins, and he is a voice. He is a voice actor, stand-up comedian, and host of Trailer Tales and Stand Up on the Spot. Amazing. Amazing. I appreciate you being here, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I wanted to ask, right off the top, what is Stand Up on the Spot? What's that about?
So comedians go on stage with no prepared material, ask the audience for suggestions, the audience yells stuff out, and then the comics create Stand Up on the Spot based off the suggestions. So it's all improv, no material, riffing in the moment and on the spot.
Really?
Yeah.
And so anybody can come up and do it?
Well, preferably headliners and professional comedians.
Oh, okay.
That's who I book on the show. But we've had some exceptions where, like, some actors and different things, like Jody Sweetin from Full House, she did the show, and she's just inherently funny, and she's done a lot of public appearances and stuff like that, so she was great on the show. And, like, Wee Man from Jackass, he did the show, and never done stand-up before, and they're both awesome. So sometimes there's exceptions sometimes.
And I saw one guy on one of your videos who came up on the stage. It looked like he was drunk or something. Well, I didn't know if he sure he was acting or was it real when he attacked you.
Oh, the mushroom incident.
Yeah. What was that about?
That was on an old episode of Kill Tony, classic Kill Tony episode, where that show, they pull people out of a bucket and give them a minute of stage time. And he came up, and we got into it a little bit because he didn't like that I was roasting him a little bit for being out of it. And he came after me, and yeah, that was that clip continues to people stop me about that clip all the time. It's a weird one.
Did you think he was acting at the time, or you knew he was on something?
Oh, no, he was definitely on mushrooms. Yeah, he's told us on stage that he was, and then, like, we're looking at him, and then you can even see in the video, Dom Irrera, legend of a comedian, he moves as soon as that guy gets on stage because he knows that something's, like, off about
the
guy.
Yeah, I saw him move.
Yeah, yeah. He has that intuition, you know, that been around the block thing where you're like, I'm not messing with this.
That's amazing. And what is Trailer of Tales about? What do you deal with in that?
Trailer Tales is like kind of like a redneck, white trash, southern podcast where it's like me, I play a character named Dave Gunther, and Trailer Trash Tammy is played by Chelsea Lynn, and then Crystal is played by Libby Higgins. They navigate the world together. They debate topics. They sometimes talk current events, and then more stuff that's going on in their personal lives. And we have guests on sometimes, and we had POD on, we've had Dusty Slay on, we've had Long Neck on. I don't know if you know that guy, but look it up.
Crazy. And so did you grow up in a trailer park?
I have family in a trailer park, in Iowa.
But you didn't grow up in a trailer park.
I didn't, I would go visit the trailer park a lot. But I didn't live in the trailer. So I have stories and things that are influenced that creep into the podcast. But yeah, we all have family or grew up relatively around trailer parks.
And so growing up around trailer park or new family, were they like black people? Did they seem to be black?
They were mainly white.
They were really white.
Yeah.
But then do trailer park people have the same mentality as the blacks have?
How so?
Like they're victims and they don't give a darn.
Well, you like people of low income, or are you just saying black people in general are victims?
No, they think they're victims.
You think all black people think they're victims in general?
Not all, but most.
Yeah?
You know,
Like your camera guy?
I know, he's a victim. And so
he looks like his dads are Jeff Goldblum and Sinbad.
It may be. He can't find his
father. He didn't like that one. Yuck, we're going to cut that out of the edit, folks. We're going to get that out of there.
He might be because he can't find his father, so it might be either one.
The white side or the black side?
His father was black.
Okay.
No, his father was white.
Wait, and he can't find him?
The mother was black.
Wait, huh?
Yeah. Probably Trailer Park.
Probably.
And so do white Trailer Park people have the same mentality as black people? The blacks feel like victims?
I think at certain levels, I think everybody's kind of like, the world is out to get me a little bit sometimes. Right. Like, or nothing's going my way. That mentality. And like, I think you can get stuck in that. I think that's sometimes a mindset just in general, you know? Like,
I'm going to have to interview a Trailer Park person. What's the mentality of a Trailer Park person, white person?
Generally, I think ignorance is bliss applies, you know? Like, I think that... fairly happy-go-lucky,
they are.
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, like, I'm talking just personally, like, with my family and stuff like that. They're all some of the sweetest people that you'll ever meet, and they'll invite you over. Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. They would invite you over if you didn't have a place on Christmas dinner, Jesse. Right. They'd invite you over to their... Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So Trailer Park whites are nicer than the blacks.
I can't say that. I don't know. Like, I've you know... I'd have nothing to compare it to. I don't know too many black people personally that were in trailer parks. Like, you know.
Right, but you know black people, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What's wrong with the blacks?
What's wrong with the blacks?
Yeah.
How do you want me to answer that?
Honestly.
Honestly? What's wrong with the blacks?
Yeah.
Man. I don't even know. Where do I begin? I don't know. What's wrong with people
so
in general?
So you don't know either, huh?
I don't. Do you know? As a black man, do you know? You do. All right, so maybe you help me out, get me started, and then maybe I'll be like, oh, that's so true.
They have a Trailer Park black personality.
Okay.
They think they're victims.
Okay.
They think the white man is holding them back.
Okay, do you think?
Have you heard of that?
The white man, the man.
Yeah, right. Yeah. What do you think about that?
I mean...
They think white the man is holding them back. What do you think about that?
I think in certain scenarios, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, what?
I think in certain scenarios. I think there's certain, areas where if you're born into a certain social status or economic status that, like, there are kind of, like, ceilings for your success that you have to work really, really hard to get out of. But sometimes it's a combination of not just work, but luck and knowing the right people to get you out of that situation. But a lot of times, generationally, it can be repeated over and over, like, and that's why sometimes people don't break out of a certain tax bracket.
So you believe that someone can hold you back?
I think so.
How?
I mean, I don't know how to describe that. I don't know.
So why do you believe it then?
I mean, there's a lot of things that I don't know how to articulate that I believe in. I believe in God, but I can't articulate at all. Like, he's right there. You know, I don't know. Yeah.
But how can another person hold another person back? How can one human being hold another back? I just don't understand that, really.
Okay,
I don't get there at all.
Okay,
no
so.
No matter what color.
Okay, so have you ever been sued before?
No.
Okay. So that's.
Well, how would that hold me back, though?
Financially, if somebody's suing you in a way, like let's say you got in a car accident or something, and they're unlawfully, like they're trying to get money out of you, kind of
right.
a thing. Like they can hold you back by putting pressure on your life in different ways, like just like financially, where it's causing you stress and monetarily everything's like chaotic because of somebody is trying to hold you back like and take advantage of your situation.
But that wouldn't hold me back. I'll just make more money and pay that off and be fine.
I mean, that's the right mindset. I mean, I think we all want to make more money and pay things off, and I think it's naturally harder for some people.
Because they think that someone can hold them back. If you knew the reality that no one can hold you back, your mindset would be different, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a guy like you that is, no one's going to hold me back.
Right.
So, you know, so I agree with you on that fact where sometimes there is case by case where, you know, like I will find a way to be successful, whatever it takes.
Right. Because success is what I think it is, not what someone else think it is.
Mm.
I can have a one-bedroom I can have a whole house this size and cornbread and water, and I'll be successful.
Yeah.
Right?
Cornbread and water, huh? That's your go-to?
But
that that's all you need? That's all you need in life is just some good cornbread and water?
And some water.
Okay. See, you would be invited to the trailer park.
But wouldn't that be my success?
Yeah. Success is relative, of course. I mean,
based it on what you have, you white, you live it up in the hills, you got a white wife and a white baby.
Making it. White baby and white wife. I've made it, people.
And then if I look at you and say, oh my God, I want to be like that, wouldn't I feel that I'm not successful?
Well, comparison is the thief of joy, is one of my favorite quotes.
But it's the wrong thing to do. You should never, ever, 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 but never, never compare yourself with anyone. Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a detriment. Compare and despair is another quote that I really like.
Yeah.
As soon as you start comparing, despair comes into your life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
what's wrong with the blacks?
What's wrong with the blacks?
Yes.
I mean, okay, if you consider white to be successful, then you'll never be successful, Jesse.
That's right. Right. So that's what's wrong with the blacks.
So, that's what's wrong with the blacks. Jesse's good. He's looking for these sound bites. He's looking for me to get these angles. We got to get these clips going, people.
What's important to you?
What's important to me?
Right.
What's important to me? Just as a, like me personally. I think having a good family, having good friends, a lot of my happiness comes from that and being able to pursue my dream. That's, you know, all those things like are very important to me and are driving factors around everything in my life. My goal is the more that I work, the more I'm able to work with friends and stuff like that. Right. So all of those are very intertwined for me.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And so would you be at peace if you didn't have any of those things?
If I had no family, yeah, no friends, and I wasn't able to pursue the jobs and everything I want, it'd be pretty hard. It would be pretty difficult. I would have to reshift a lot of things in my life to, you know, because that's, you're taking away literally, you know, the driving forces for what makes me tick and what makes me excited to get up and do what I do.
Amazing, huh?
Yeah.
And so, except for getting up and going to work, doing your job thing, would you be able to function if you had none of those other things, like a family and so-called friends?
If I had no family and no friends, would it be hard for me to function?
Right.
I think so. It would take a lot of digging deep to get to know myself in a different way, you know, to explore the world, navigating that without, because, you know, there's people who don't have that and they're able to get by, but it's a much harder life for sure.
What is it like knowing your family and your friends don't love you?
What's it like? You know, that's rough. Jesse just told me that my family and my friends don't love me or like me. So this is a rude awakening. You're not going to bring out my family behind this curtain right now. And my friends wouldn't be there because I don't have them.
Right.
Yeah.
And so what is that like knowing that it's not real?
Dude, honestly, it's a weight that I'm not ready to face right now, that I don't have family or friends. I'm finding out on your show today that I have no support system and there's no reason for me to continue as a comedian.
You can test this. If they really are your family and your friends.
Okay, how do I test
this? You can test it.
How do I test this?
Disagree with them.
What do you mean?
Let's say that they're doing something or they have some type of belief.
Mm-hmm.
And you challenge that to believe, that's wrong, I don't believe that, I disagree with that.
Mm-hmm.
They'll turn on you just like that.
I don't think I agree with that.
And your friends would not have anything to do with you.
I don't think I agree with that.
You don't?
No.
Give it a try.
What? Okay, so give me an example of something to disagree with. Because I think if you are truly friends or family with somebody, you can disagree on a faith level, you can disagree on a political level, and even a personal level, you can still disagree with the way that they live their life. But at the end of the day, you can find common ground and still be friends with family.
Well, you believe that way, but they don't.
Well, those people aren't my friends or my family.
I rest my case.
I don't think you rested anything. I think we're coming to an agreement from contrasting sides that there's a middle ground here.
Are you married?
I am.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
How long you been?
Successful. White wife, white baby, killing it. I'm not in the hills.
Yeah, so I'm not in the hills, though. Said you were married. And I think married. You got your wife pregnant, and she was about to have a baby.
I did get my wife pregnant, unless you have a paternity results that you're about to reveal to me right now. I don't know what's on that iPad. There could be anything on that iPad. Every time he looks down, I get a little bit nervous and regret wearing a sweatshirt to this taping.
You are not the daddy. So let me ask, so when is the baby coming?
I have two, and I got a vasectomy, so I'm all done.
Oh, yeah? You only had two?
Yeah.
Why only two?
I'm not black. We'll be right back, folks.
Why only two?
I thought that was all how I feel about...
Right here.
Oh, gotcha.
It's clean. It's for you.
Yeah, I'm... Yeah.
Oh, okay. Why only two?
Why only two? I felt like... That was how much, and this might sound selfish, but it's honest. I felt like that's how much love I was able to give as a father, be a good father.
Oh, you can only love two people?
I felt like the first two were very deliberate, premeditated, and thought out. And a third one would feel like, and that's our other kid.
What?
That's how I feel. I love my wife and my two kids very much. And I'm somebody who commits very, very hard. And I throw myself 1,000% into things. I didn't want to feel like having more family and spreading myself too thin and not being able to give enough to basically more people in my life. So I want to be like, I want to be the best dad I can be, but I don't want to spread myself too thin.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's just what I feel like I know about myself.
But don't we need more white babies in America?
We always need more white babies in America.
Right. And so...
So you're mad at me that I didn't spill more seed.
Right.
Like, you know, I should have blasted away my wife a few more times for the good whites of America. Is that what you're saying?
At least 5, 6, 7 more times.
You want me to nut inside my wife 7 more times?
We need white babies, man.
Why do you need white babies?
Because
is that how your life force continues? Is that do you drink the blood of white babies and then you can do another Jesse show?
Because there's a report that white people will become the minorities in America by a certain time.
Are you worried about that?
Yes.
Why?
I tremble at that idea. Oh,
but let's get into this. Why does that make you nervous? Not having a horse in that fight.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Yeah.
Because if people of color take over America, mm-hmm. it's gonna be over.
Why do you believe that?
It'll become a ghetto. Look at it already. The more they take over, have you noticed things are getting worse?
Have I noticed things are getting worse?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm just using what you're saying. Who is our president right now? I'm just going off
of... Who is the president right now?
Yeah.
The Great White Hope.
Okay, but...
Isn't that true? Don't forget your thought.
Who you affiliate...
Isn't that true that the Great White Hope is the president?
I wouldn't call him that, personally.
Why not? Who?
I'm not going to call anyone the
Who
Great White Hope.
Who am I talking about?
You're talking about Trump, right?
I rest my case.
You can't just ask me a question and then say I rest my case.
All right.
Hey, so what did you get at the grocery store this morning?
Hold that thought.
No. What did you get at the grocery store this morning?
I didn't go to the grocery store this morning.
Okay, you're not, okay. But tell me this. What kind of car did you drive here?
I walked.
Okay, how, what kind of shoes are on your feet?
Brown.
I rest my case.
But they were made by white people.
I rest my case. A brown shoe on a black man.
Case rested.
Case rested.
So let's go
back. By the way, I want you as my attorney. If I ever get in any legal trouble, you're going to be my lawyer.
Why?
Because you're just going to spit some nonsense to the jury, and then you're just going to go, I rest my case. And then they're going to be like, he had conviction with that. I believe what he said.
That's right. So let me ask.
Yeah.
But isn't it true that if white people become the minority in America, that it's over for America? An example is that white people voted for the first black president, the Father Messiah.
Okay.
Barack Obama, the Father Messiah. Remember him?
I remember him, yeah.
What a mess, huh?
The country was doing all right, right with Obama.
People would say
that it was a lot better under Obama than Biden. If you were talking Democrats or Republicans,
but they would be lying.
You think the economy was better under Joe Biden than under Barack Obama?
It was still bad under both.
Okay.
Yeah, but let me ask. Do you agree with me that if white people can become the minorities and they allow these people of color to take over? What?
No, finish. This is a great question.
That America will become a ghetto.
I don't think that if people of color take over and that if whites become the minority, I don't think it's going to become Mad Max Fury Road. I really don't.
What's your proof of that?
What's my proof of that?
Yeah.
I mean, what's your proof of the opposite?
No, what's your proof of it? Then I'll tell you my proof.
No, what's your proof? And then I'll tell you my proof.
What's your proof of that? I have proof that I'm right.
I would love to hear it because I don't have the numbers.
I'm wrong.
I'm a comedian. As far as politics go, I'm not too political of a person. I'm very silly. If you watch my stuff, I rarely include politics.
I don't blame you.
But, you know.
I don't blame you.
Because why?
They'll take your job away from you.
And I rest my case. But here's the thing. You know, I feel like as a lot of comedians have Donald Trump impressions and stuff like that. Like, I do a Donald Trump. I do, like, different little things.
Did you vote for him?
Huh?
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 If you can, huh? Huh? You can hear.
You want to know?
Did you vote for it?
You want to know?
Oh, you probably can't say it. Don't say.
No, don't
say.
Okay.
You can say.
Oh, you told me not to?
No, you can say. If you're afraid to lose your job, don't say.
I don't think I'd lose my job if I told my, how I voted, but, you know.
But what? Did you vote for the Great White Hope?
Did I vote for the Great White Hope?
Yes.
I love the red that you're wearing today, Jesse. It's a fantastic color on you.
That's right.
Truly one of the best colors to make America great again.
Nice. So I'm going to say yes to that.
You can infer whatever you think.
Because there's no way you can speak that way and didn't vote for him.
Oh, well, I do impressions of a lot of people.
But we talk about the Great White Hope.
Oh, okay.
And so, did you vote for him? Do you want to say or not?
It might offend people, but I didn't vote in this last election.
What a beta.
What a beta?
Yeah. Hmm. Why not?
Okay, you big dick alpha. Tell me why I should have voted in California.
Because we need the Great White Hope to make California great again.
But California, the reason, and it could be laziness. People could get upset with me, whatever. I did not think that as a voter in California that it was going to sway the election one way or the other. Now, I'm from Kansas. Had I voted in Kansas, or maybe if I live somewhere else, like in a swing state or something, then I feel like my vote would have been a little bit more effective, but I didn't vote in this last election.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So let me ask, you have two kids, right?
I do.
But you never told me, you never did say why
How I made them?
No. You never.
Do you need a tutorial?
You never did say why it would be okay for white people to become the minority in America, and what would keep it going if white people are not in control? What would keep America going?
What would keep America going is competent people of color and black people running.
And where are they?
Where are they? I'm looking at one right now.
Just the
so there's
one.
Always exceptions.
But there's two. Billy.
There's two. See?
And so
there's a black crew member here and a black star of the show right here.
But what would
so
keep,
that which means if two
keep,
out of the four people in here, three out of the four are people of color. Putting on this amazing production, I'm just a white guy. I am the minority in this room. And this is going pretty great.
Right, but tell me one thing that the people of color who are in charge now, mm-hmm. tell me one thing, one, just one only. Tell me one thing they have done to make America better.
I don't know, how would you like me to phrase it?
Any way you would like to.
How have people of color made...
The people of color, black people, whatever, that's in charge of America now, tell me one thing that they have done to make America better.
Okay.
To
so,
add to what so the whites have
so,
already
so this,
done.
So for me, this is a very political question, right? For me... I can go more on a groundwork level, right? Of great inventors and great things that have been done by black people to contribute to society. That's
no,
why I
I'm
don't
not
think...
talking about the ones that are dead, man.
You think there's no black people doing great things right now?
Name one.
I don't know the cabinet names. I don't know the Senate. I can't tell you those names right now. Like
and
at that
you know
level.
Why, right?
Why?
Because they haven't done anything to me.
You wild.
See? Remember the fall of Messiah?
There's only the great white hope. That's it.
I rest my case.
He rests his case. You know what? I'm going to put Jesse Lee Peterson on my cabinet. As head of the blacks, that's just going to be the title. I've been throwing around titles left and right. Jesse's earned it. He's a good guy. Great guy.
Amazing. And so, remember when the fallen Messiah was the president?
Okay, the fallen Messiah. Talking about...
Fallen Messiah.
The fallen Messiah. That's Obama?
Yes. See?
I'm just calling back to what you said. When you said the Father Messiah, I didn't know if we were talking the Lion King sequel or the prequel. I didn't know which way we were headed.
And then you remember Big Mama, right?
Big Mama from Big Mama's house?
No, Big Mama,
Martin?
Obama's wife.
Big Mama.
Michelle Obama.
Oh.
You remember Big Mama?
That's what you call her, Big Mama?
Yes.
How come?
Because Big Mama tried to tell us what we could feed our children, what they could eat, while she would eat up all the tamales and ribs,
now, here's
and everything, but she wanted your kid to have dry food.
Okay, so here's...
Isn't that Big Mama? Remember how Big Mama, whenever we had chicken and collard greens and everything, mm-hmm. Big Mama always wanted the best piece of the chicken?
Mm-hmm. Big mamas be like that.
Right.
Big mamas be like that.
Michelle, so tell me what...
Okay, I'm curious. Sorry to cut you off, but I am very curious because you are asking, you know, a lot of certain political questions. I'm starting to get a vibe for what you like and your political preferences. Do you think Michelle Obama has a penis?
No. I don't think that. I've heard people say that, but I do not believe that at all. Not one iota.
Okay.
You believe it?
Who knows?
You're right. Who knows? But I don't believe that.
And I rest my case.
But I don't believe that. So tell me one thing that fallen Messiah, Barack Obama, did as president to make America better. Did he add to what the white people have already done and made it better? Tell me one thing that he did to make America better.
Hmm. sure a lot of things.
No, I only asked for one.
Oh, okay. Like I said, I'm not the most political guy.
Right, but you would think of one, even if you were a drunk guy, you remember one. You were there for eight years.
Yeah.
So out of the 8 years, name one thing that he did to make America better.
The economy was pretty good when Obama. No?
No.
No?
Name one thing. One more try.
Well, isn't that... Okay. Okay, so under Obama, I think gay people had the right to get married, right?
Oh, God. I said one thing to make America better.
That's why I said that one. I wanted to see a little vibe check. Wanted to see where you were at with that one, and I was definitely right.
So you, because of time,
uh-huh,
we have to move on, since you can't name one thing.
I can't name anything that Obama did that was good during his presidency.
Right.
You got me, Jesse.
So let me ask.
Yeah.
Ask.
Yeah.
So you have two kids.
I do have two kids, yeah.
And did you make a boy first?
I made a boy both times, Jesse.
Right on. Alpha male.
Yeah.
Alpha male.
Alpha, not beta like their dad.
That's right.
They're more alpha than me already at 3 years old and 1 year old.
Right on.
Yeah.
Isn't it true that real men make boys first?
That's right.
Right on.
That's right.
Yeah, right on, man.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. And so does your wife obey you?
Absolutely, Jesse. I tell her exactly like it is.
And does she obey you?
No. I'm a beta, man.
You're not a beta. You made boys first.
I made boys first.
You alpha.
Maybe.
So does she obey you?
Maybe I'm an alpha in the closet. I don't know. Maybe I'm a closet alpha.
You still alpha.
Okay.
So does she obey you?
Respectfully.
What does that mean?
Respectfully, she does.
Meaning what?
When we come to an agreement, then she obeys. Hey, man, I told you I'm an alpha. I talk things out. I'm not a fighter. I'm not a put my foot down kind of a situation. I say, hey, let's discuss this, and then maybe we can move forward on an aligned thinking.
What would happen if you wanted to buy a house? An example.
Okay.
And she's like, no. Or you want to buy it in a certain area, and she was like, no. We're going to do it here. We're going to go over there.
Mm-hmm.
Would you still buy the house that you wanted, or would you follow her?
I don't think we have, honestly, that black and white of a relationship.
Meaning what?
I don't think I would have married that kind of a person.
Good.
I don't think the person that you're describing in the analogy,
right,
it doesn't even apply to me because I'm not married to that kind of a person.
Right on.
So,
are you married to a Mexican or something?
No, she's white.
He white?
She's white.
Should a man ever marry an educated woman? Because I noticed that educated women don't make for good wives or good mothers.
You think they're too smart for their own being?
No, they're too dumb. They think they're equal to the man. Are women equal to men?
You've hit me with some great questions today. And yeah, I'm going to say that women are equal to men, Jesse.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
Name one.
Right.
Give me one example
that women are equal to men.
Okay. All of these will be objective to you, but women are just as smart as men.
What? In what way?
In all ways. What do you mean?
Give me one way. I can't think of one.
Analytically, able to problem-solving skills.
What?
Yeah.
When? Yeah.
I mean, for a long time. For a long time.
So you truly believe that women are equal to men?
I truly believe women are equal to men.
And you too believe that it's okay for a man to marry an educated woman?
Yeah, as long as she has big tits. You know what I'm saying?
So, would you let your wife go to work if you had kids, or would you make her stay home and raise your children?
Well, first of all, I'm not making my wife do anything.
You wouldn't?
No, I'm not. I'm not. Like I said, the person that I am and the person that my wife is, we met for a reason. We're a pair and we're together for a reason. Neither of us are making each other do anything. I'm not going to make my wife do something. She's not going to make me do something. But we're going to talk things out and plan what's best for our future. And then we have conversations about it. And then we figure out what is the best for us as a family unit and our kids.
And would you recommend a man should marry an educated woman or no?
I think a man should marry an educated woman if his ego can handle it.
Oh, yeah. It's hell, huh?
I mean, I think that you get some men don't like to be challenged at all. And that's why they marry dumb. Because it's easy to be with a dumb person.
Really?
It's work to be with a smart person.
Right, because if you were to educate a woman, she thinks she's equal to you.
Right. So yeah, she thinks. That's the big word. She thinks she's equal to you.
Right, so her ego is out of control.
Right.
Oh, so you shouldn't marry an educated woman then.
And I rest my case.
I rest my case. And so, do you believe, are you Christian?
I would say, so, I don't, that's an interesting question because I don't think Christians would claim me, if that makes sense. I'm a very spiritual person. I believe in God. I believe a lot of the teachings of the Bible, but I don't go to church. I don't read my Bible like a stereotypical Christian doing the things that would be like, hey, you need to do these things to be a Christian. I've pulled what I need to over the years from church and the Bible and just life and right. Kind of have my own thoughts and beliefs. So I'm spiritual. I still pray every day, pray before meals, try to pray before I go to bed, be grateful, try it, you know. But I don't think they would classify me as a Christian. I try to do the golden rule, the do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I try to live that, you know,
but
thoroughly.
But it didn't work, huh?
It didn't work.
Right. And you know why?
Why?
There's not one person on earth that can live up to that.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know why?
Why?
Because those rules are made by man and not by God. If you want to live, you got to drop all those rules. Everything you've been taught, forget it. Then you can live. What do you think about that?
Well, is that how you live?
Yes. That is amazing.
How's it working out?
Perfectly. Wow. Drop all those rules. You can't live up to it. You're going to try all your life to try and live up to the Christian rule, right? Look at the Christian. They're not even living up to it.
Okay, so.
Is that true or not?
Just some 10 commandments. Like, let's just talk 10 commandments just briefly.
Right.
Right? If you killed me right now.
Right.
You could walk out of here and feel good about yourself.
Yes.
Okay, I'm glad I didn't drink the water. I'm glad I didn't drink the water, and it was a sealed bottle that was thrown at me because there was no hesitation with that answer from me.
Right. So let me ask.
Am I one of your more fun guests recently?
What do you mean?
Am I one of the more fun ones? Because I'm sure you get some real stick in the muds.
Yeah, but you are fun.
Okay, great. Yeah.
You are fun.
Great.
So let me ask.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So I got to ask.
Yeah.
You said that you are spiritual, right?
True.
Now, what is spiritual?
Well, spiritual is like, basically, it's I have my own beliefs. So I believe in God and I've taken things from the Christian faith.
Right.
But it's not, I don't think what I believe is part of any specific religion.
Right.
The closest to what I believe in is definitely still Christianity because I believe in a lot of the core values and certain teachings and stuff like that. But I do not enjoy going to church anymore. I don't. I enjoy the personal journey more than the right. public one.
And why don't you enjoy church anymore?
The reason I don't enjoy church anymore is I felt like you said, with men are making these rules, right? I feel like a lot of churches, that's all man-made.
Yes, I agree.
So, right?
Yeah,
so
I totally agree.
I think that's where the message from God gets very muddy
yes.
and very unclear, where you have people that are just on a human level, being more judgmental than you, trying to
yes.
outshine each other, trying to outpraise each other, where you're talking about throw all that stuff away.
Yeah.
That's what I had to do with
right
aspects
now.
Of my religion, because I'm like, that's not, like, if there is a God, which I believe there is, but if there is a God, you think that God is really going to be impressed by a person going, more
right.
than somebody else in the church?
That's
and that's
right.
like,
good point.
It becomes a weird competition where I'm like, this is not about the message. You're making it about yourself.
Yeah.
So that's why
Amazing.
I don't like aspects of church. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So do you believe in the order of God? God and Christ, Christ and man, man over woman, women over kids. Do you believe in that order of God? In your little spirituality, do you believe in that order?
In my little spirituality, in your little spirituality, what are you thinking about this stuff? You still thinking that men and women are equal? Because I'm finding some loopholes in what you're telling me right now. I think that
do you believe in that order of God, not man order, but God's order? Do you believe in that order?
I think that God is still the top,
right?
Right, but then it's more of like a line. It's like a squiggle line. There's cases and stuff like that, but it's more like an even line.
What do you mean?
So God, men and women are equal. And then there's, animals below that and, that kind of a thing.
But God said that man is over the woman.
Okay.
And what do you say about that?
I think that
was he lying?
It's up for interpretation.
Was he lying?
Well, I'm not going to say whether or not God is lying or not. I think that we have to agree to disagree on certain things.
Oh, you and God?
Huh?
You and God?
Me? No, you and I.
Oh.
I think we agree to disagree on certain things. But I wouldn't say that God lies.
And so when he said the man is over the woman mm-hmm. as he is over the man, was he lying? Well, not lying. Was he playing?
I think, God, why are you playing? Why are you playing, God? You a real one for this one. Quit playing, God. I think so much of the Bible, because I think that's what you're referring to, is scripture, is so much is up for interpretation. And you're talking about how man messes things up. A man is interpreting and translating into other languages. The first iteration of the Bible, what I think, is it's a game of telephone. Every time that thing gets translated, it's a little bit different.
That does happen.
Every single time.
Yeah. I noticed that.
So,
But was he playing when he said the man is over the woman?
I think it's up for interpretation.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you believe the woman came from the man?
That's a hard question. It's something that I would have to further think about before I answer. Another thing that's difficult about my upbringing, I grew up very strong Christian faith, right? A lot of the things that I was taught and was indoctrinated into me at a very young age,
right.
I've kind of pushed away and have not thought of for a very long time, to be honest.
And why not?
I think that there's a mixture of, there's a lot of good things that with my upbringing being strict and very Christian, faith-based, but there's definitely some stuff, with the church and stuff like that, that there's great memories and then there's not good memories of stuff. But most of the not so great memories are because of people associated with the church and
right.
nothing to do with the actual religion.
Yeah.
So, but what's hard personally is sometimes as a human, you sometimes clump that stuff together and you just don't want to think of any of the stuff.
Right. That's, okay.
You know?
And so do you believe that the woman came from the man, or you don't know at this point?
Possibly. From the rib of Adam?
Yeah.
That's what you're referring to?
Right. You believe that?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so if the woman came from the man,
that she's only really a portion of the man, which is right. like not even the full effect. So inherently, women are not as good as men.
It's not about being good. It's about being the order.
The order.
Yeah.
Well, I think that they're like, as things evolve over time, I think that the head of the household traditionally back in the day was a male figure. I think that it can be successful where there's a female head of the household now. No? No?
Never will be, ain't gonna be, can't be, won't be, never be. The woman always needs the man to guide her.
Mm.
Unless? She has truly returned to the father.
Unless she's trans. Then she's man right, and woman.
That's right.
Right?
So let me ask, because of time, let me ask.
Yeah.
So you're not sure if the woman came from the man?
Yeah, I don't know.
Look in the camera and say that. One of those cameras.
Yeah, I don't know. You want another take? Wait. Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
So let me ask.
Nobody can actually know.
Why not?
Nobody can. What do you mean? We weren't there.
Where?
We weren't at the beginning of time.
Oh.
We weren't there.
Amazing.
So God could have created the world in 7 days, or he could have snapped his fingers and started the Big Bang, or it could have been something completely unrelated where the Big Bang was just a thing that cosmically happened without divine creation. There's literally all of these different ideologies where I have my thoughts of how the world maybe was conceived, but nobody knows.
So you, so you're not sure.
I think you want to know personally what I think.
Yes.
I think it's a combined. I think that it was like a divine. I think it's called divine creation or divine intervention, where, like, perhaps that God started like the Big Bang. You know what I mean? I think a higher power created our universe.
Right.
But then, as far as like the 7 days thing, that's so much for interpretation of. God's 7 days could have been millions of years in between all of those things. So that's where you have the different eras of dinosaurs and stuff like that. But how I grew up, the world was 6,000 years old. That's how I was taught.
Right.
My science books at the school that I went to, they were creationist science books. And people are, their minds are blown when I tell them that like 6,000 years, like literal translation from the Bible, it was mixing science and faith. And that's the textbooks that I grew up going to a private Christian school.
Really?
Yeah.
So let me ask, do you believe, and then I got so many more and the times are going by fast, but let me ask, do you believe that the God above is the man's God and the God below is the woman's God?
So is the devil a woman? And is God a man?
No, it's the God above, the man's God, and the God below, the woman's God.
So do women, when they pray to God, they're actually praying to the devil? Is that what you're saying?
That's a good point, man. Right on. So you do know that then?
So I know that.
So
I believe that women think the Lord, when they think the Lord, they're actually praying down to the depths of hell because women's God is Satan.
Right on. I rest my case. That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Your wife's going to beat you up for saying that. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But what if I like it?
What if what?
What if I like when she beats me up?
Oh, whatever. So you do believe that. Amazing.
Amazing.
So let me ask.
I'm starting to work on my impression of you, and I like it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What the?
What the? Amazing.
So let me ask.
How did you vote for the Great White Hope?
Every time.
Every time.
So I got to ask. So do you? You said you believe that men and women are equal, right?
Mm-hmm.
You did say that. Right?
I did say that. You can check the tape on that. I did say that.
And so should men play in women's sports?
Should men play in women's sports?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Why not?
I think that there is a physical advantage. I know this is a this is touchy subject for a lot of people, but I don't think like on a genetic level, it's not. There's a reason why the Olympics are separated from men and women. It's not all mixed together.
But so you're saying no, you don't believe that men should play a women's sport?
I think you can play women's sports if you want, but like
should
maybe not at a
sport?
At a professional level.
Why not?
Because if it's a skill based thing,
right?
Then I think that men have the advantage physically in certain sports.
Well, are they equal?
They're equal.
So why can't they just play the same sport together?
Well, I think that men and women are equal, like I've said, but they have different depths to what make them equal. There's people have certain assets that they're born with, and then other people, like someone can lift 500 pounds, right? That is a man. Then there can be a genius woman that can lift 5 pounds, but they can still be equal because commonly together they're you pair them together and they can be equal in different ways. They might not be like the exact specimen of a person, but there's common ground to find.
Are you like
equality.
Joking right now? Hmm? Are you joking right now?
Are you joking me right now? I'm about to joke you off.
And so you're saying men should not play a women's sport, right? Am I right? I want to make sure I'm reading you
maybe
right.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that. And maybe that was a big can of worms that I shouldn't have said on camera.
Why is that?
Who knows?
Who knows what?
Who knows?
Father knows best.
That's a quote, yeah. Guess who wrote it? Guess who wrote that quote?
You.
A man. I rest my case.
That's right. And so you're saying no, women, men should not play in women's sports, right?
The easy answer is yes. That's the easiest answer. Without getting too into transgender issues or anything like that.
Yes, what? Are you saying yes, they should or should not play in women's sports?
They shouldn't.
They shouldn't, right?
Yeah.
And should women play in men's sports?
I don't think so. No, I think it goes both ways. I'm not saying that you know. Yeah. I think if we're going to separate it, then like in the NFL, like, I mean, I don't know, man. There's always exceptions to random things. It's so hard to say.
Really?
There's like, I mean, there's been, I think, I don't know if they've actually made it to the NFL or not, like female field goal kickers and stuff like that. That like, for that kind of a job, it's like, a woman could technically do that because they're not going to get like destroyed like by a 400 pound man like crushing them,
right?
You know, because they're just kicking.
Right,
I don't know,
but they shouldn't even kick. With
maybe
men,
I should have. Maybe kick. I should have skipped that answer. I don't know.
So let me ask. Ask.
What was that?
Let me ask.
I got scared. Oh, you followed up. You hit me with a double tap on the ask.
So let me ask. you grew up with both parents?
We've been recording for 13 hours, by the way. They've cut a lot of stuff out. I just want to let you know. They've locked the doors. He keeps telling me we just have one more question. And then, which is honestly an interesting interview tactic to get people comfortable with answering one more thing before they go. And that's exactly where you want people, is in that comfort zone.
So let me ask, you grew up with both parents.
I'm white. I said that, right?
Right. I rest my case. Yeah. And so who are you closer to, your mother or your father?
I think my mom.
Your mother.
Yeah.
And why not your father?
I think it's just a different relationship. I've gotten closer with my dad the older that I get. Because I think that, honestly, even more so in the last few years, since I became a father myself, I have a newfound respect and admiration and love for my father because there's certain things that when you become a dad yourself, there's certain sacrifices that you make for your family and for personal and a lot of things where you're like, oh, wow, my dad did that for me. Like, yeah. It's a different appreciation. And same with my mom as well, but like as a dad, it hits a little bit different.
And so how do you deal with the hell in your wife when it comes out?
How do I deal with the hell of my wife?
Yeah, when the hell comes out of your wife, how do you deal with that?
Hell doesn't come out of my wife. It goes back to the same thing as I wouldn't have married that kind of a person.
So she never get angry or anything?
I think it's impossible to not get angry or upset.
Does she get angry?
But we have the, yeah, I think we both do. Yeah.
And how about her? Does she get angry at times?
She's angry, yeah.
And how do you, that's what I call hell, right?
Okay.
How do you deal with that when it comes out? You know how you wake up in the morning,
right,
and you're like, oh, I had a nice sleep. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was so beautiful. And she's ticked already.
And she's what?
Pissed off already. And then you're having a dream about another woman. Why are you waking up so happy?
So it sounds like this question is more of a reflection of your past relationships.
How do you deal with that?
Well, I'm telling you, this question is a reflection of what you think stereotypical relationships are between a man and a wife. Right?
No, but
I never wake up with my wife pissed at me.
Good.
Because we have the tools to communicate as a strong couple where we don't go to bed angry with each other,
nice,
where we talk things out to death before it gets to that point of like waking up mad next to a partner.
You heard about that kind of stuff.
I know a lot of people. Of course. We talk things out to death. We are equipped with the tools as a couple and a husband and wife where we don't let things fester. When right you on. Let things that are upsetting you build up, that is literally how conflict happens, how relationships end, and how frustration and anger starts to boil within,
yeah,
is when you don't let someone know how you're feeling.
Amazing. And do you have anger?
Oh, yeah.
You have anger?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have perfect peace?
Do I have perfect peace? I think we're all looking for perfect peace. I don't have perfect peace.
And why don't you, you're spiritual, why don't you have perfect peace?
Well, I'm not... I don't think I'm the poster child for spirituality, but I'm doing my best and I'm figuring things out. That's
really
all I can do.
Do you want perfect peace? If you knew that you could have perfect peace right now, would you want it?
That's a great question because I think as a comedian, I think if you have perfect peace, you lose a little bit of your funny. I think when comedians get too wealthy or too successful,
right,
they're not as funny as when they had a little bit of that struggle in them. Because there's something that is relatable about the struggle. And if you're in your own huge super mansion and you're not doing normal day activities anymore and you just have assistants that are doing everything for you and you're not doing like anything on your own apartment or your house or your own laundry, like literally none of that, I think you start becoming not as relatable. And maybe that's your piece, maybe that's like what you want, but I think it's important to have a little bit of struggle at some level. So
you wouldn't want perfect peace if you could have it.
I don't know if I would want perfect peace.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You know, like amazing?
Amazing.
Amazing. So listen, I got to put you on the hot seat.
I'm not already on the hot seat? What has this show been? I've been on the hot seat the whole time.
No, you haven't.
Oh, I'm very nervous about this question.
So I need you to answer these questions as quickly as
guys,
possible.
Guys, please call for help. I've been locked inside this studio. It's hour 14. It is hour 14. We seriously need to stop recording.
So I need you to answer these questions as quickly as possible. All right. You ready?
I'm so excited, Jesse.
The hot seat.
What is a man?
What is a man?
What is a man?
These are so loaded with all, there's so many, oh, there's so, oh, oh, oh. It's all of these questions I know for a fact are lose-lose answers with the state of how things are right now with certain communities that I'm friends with and I'm allies with.
Really?
So I think a lot of these questions that you're going to ask me might come back and bite me.
How would answer what does a man bite you?
Because you're a crafty little devil, aren't you? you have always something up those sleeves.
We gotta move a little faster. What is a man?
Okay, biologically, a man is someone with a penis and testicles. Next.
True or false? When she's crying, she's lying.
True. I want merch for all of this stuff, by the way. All of these questions and all these
real
answers.
Men make boys first?
Yeah.
Nice. Is the earth flat or round?
Round. Frowned.
Do you tremble knowing white people will become the minority in America?
One more time on that.
Do you tremble knowing that white people may become the minority in America?
Every day.
I started White History Month in July.
Oh, you
this
did?
This is our 7th year coming up.
Oh, congratulations.
July is White History Month.
Oh, great.
Will you celebrate White History with us this year?
If you invite me and there's a cake, I'll be there, Jesse.
All right. Do we need more white babies?
Always.
Are UFOs real?
Yes.
Do we have, do you have white privilege?
Yes. Yes.
True or false?
Yes. Yes, you don't have to keep asking that question. I have it.
True or false, sending your kids to a public school is child abuse.
Ooh. I'm going to say no on that.
Does a chicken have lips?
If you suck it right.
Did the bear shit in the woods?
It sure did.
Is it ever okay to call a woman fat?
Yes.
Did you have fun?
Yes.
Thank you for taking on the hot seat, man.
Thanks so much for having me.
Appreciate it. Amazing.
Amazing.
Thanks for coming. Tell the folks how to get to you. Everything, your website, whatever you want to put out there.
Jeremiah Stand Up on all social media. JeremiahWatkins.com for tour dates. I've got Stand Up on the Spot. Maybe I'll have you on Stand Up on the Spot sometime.
Sounds like fun.
You like riffing on topics. You're so good at it.
Amazing.
Maybe I'll have you at the Comedy Store sometime.
Let me know.
Trailer Tales. I've got a great YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jeremiah Watkins, where I post my stand-up videos and different clips. And I'm on a show called Dr. Phil Live that's on tour right now with my good pal Adam Ray. We're touring the country with that. And maybe I'm in a city near you. Check my dates at jeremiahwatkins.com. But thank you so much for having me on your amazing show.
Amazing. Thank you all for tuning in. I absolutely appreciate it. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, ring the bell. Check out our merch. Amazing merch. When she's crying, she's lying. Check it out. And if you'd like to see someone else on the show that you'd like to see here, contact my producer, producer@thefallescape.tv. All right, and thank you for your support. Amazing. Thank you. Nice, man.
That was fun. That was a good amazing time, right?
Yeah, it really was.
Good.